Hello and welcome to this special episode. Roni's Own Media and Roni'sOwn.com proudly present the Once Upon a Time fan podcast, Feedback and More episode. This is an unofficial podcast dedicated to the ABC TV show Once Upon a Time. Your hosts are Jeff and Colleen Roni from Orange County, California. Hi there. There are a number of ways that you can stay connected and interact with the show. Our main website address is onceuponatimepodcast.com. Our Twitter name is OUAT Podcast. We are on Facebook at facebook.com/OUAT Podcast. Our email address is feedback@onceuponatimepodcast.com. And the address to our forum is forum.onceuponatimepodcast.com. Our blog web address is aclosereloukouat.ronizone.com. And our voicemail line phone number is 657-333-0626. Thank you for listening, connecting, and interacting with us.
Welcome, everybody, to the Once Upon a Time Fan Podcast. Even though Wayne has already said our names. I am Jeff Roni, and I'm joined by...
Colleen Roni, who has a bit of a cold tonight. Sorry, yes. Kids.
Yes. So this is a live show.
Yes, it is.
And I need to say a few hellos right off the bat.
Yeah, we do.
So I need to say hello to Jacob Davis, who is listening and in the chat room.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us, Jacob. Glad to have you here.
Yes.
And just everybody, I know that you've already done that. Just extend your welcome, because this is really just beyond cool. All right. So
yes.
We also want to say that next week, the live show is going to be on Friday night.
Yes.
Instead of Saturday. Unfortunately, we have some real life plans that we got to take care of. So
yeah.
Next Friday, 7 o'clock, Ustream. Everything's the same except for the night.
Right.
It's going to be next Friday.
Night. Sorry, kids.
All right. So we have 4 more episodes. The mini hiatus is over.
Yes.
And now we start jumping into the final episodes. So we have the first episode's tomorrow. It's called The Return. And it's going to be an extension of Rumpelstiltskin's backstory. So I know that Colleen is going to be... very
Yay!
Interested in that.
I am. I'm always interested in that.
And on the April 29th, we're going to have episode 20. It's called The Stranger. And I think Jacob knows a little bit about that episode because he's going to be in it.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to that because there's a lot of questions that we've all had about Pinocchio, his backstory. Possibly, is it August? We don't know. There's a lot of speculation. A lot of speculation going on. So, but Jacob's going to make his big debut. Really his big debut, because there's going to be a lot of backstory.
Yes. So we're excited about that.
Absolutely.
We're very excited about that.
Absolutely. And on May 6th, episode 21, Apple Red as Blood. So it's going to be continuing the story arc of the struggle of the Evil Queen, Prince Charming, Snow White. You guys know that story, right? I think
maybe
the chat room knows the story.
I think they kind of do.
And on May 13th, episode 22, A Land Without Magic. And on my notes, it has a question mark because we don't know what it's going to be about yet. So great times. Unfortunately, we're looking down the barrel of the last 4 episodes, but they're going to be fantastic. There is a little bit of information from Jennifer Goodwin saying that the finale is going to have you throwing things at your TV.
Yeah, so I saw that
it
too.
It's going to be something else. Tomorrow night, we do have live chat rooms available for you guys to chat in your own time zones.
Yes.
So we have 3. One is Eastern and Central time zones combined. The next is Mountain Time Zone, and the next is Pacific Time Zone. So I'm going to put a link to that here in the chat room. so you guys can get to it. So that way, if you want to, you can talk about all kind of different spoilers that you're seeing because you'll be in your own time zone. So that's going to be cool. And we're coming up on the end of the show. And so after the show is over, we're going to see if we can continue to do live shows on Saturday. Those seem to be the most visited shows. But we're also going to need to take some time off. So I kind of want to just let everybody know kind of ahead of time because we need a break now and then.
Yeah.
We'll take some vacation time and that kind of thing. So huge news here is we are going to be joining the Magic 24/7 radio channel on Live 365. And if you don't know anything about that, Live 365 is an internet radio broadcasting station that on the internet you can listen to. There's all kinds of different topics, subjects, and Magic 24/7 radio is Disney-ish kind of things like park music. There's some Disney podcasts, yes, and that kind of thing. So I emailed them a while back, and we are going to be joining their playlist for their shows.
Sorry.
So our debut is going to be this Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m., and that's 426. So at this point right now, it's going to be every other week, and then we'll see what the future holds.
Right.
But we have a tutorial to kind of get you into how to listen. There's a couple of different ways. So that's going to be cool, too. A lot of news tonight, so I'm kind of quickly going through it. There is a really great convention in Britain, and it's called Happily Ever After 2013. It's a three-day UK event for fans of Once Upon a Time and Grimm. So I will put a link to that event, and I would ask nicely if you are living in the UK and you are listening to this show and you are going to go, that maybe you can be our little reporter.
Yeah,
from that event. So
that'd be really nice.
But yeah, I just, it's kind of interesting that it's Once Upon a Time fans and Grimm fans together in the same event. So
yes,
there you go.
Yes,
in the UK. So here is the link.
It's not going to work in the chat room, sweetie. Remember, Ustream has problems with URLs.
Okay.
So you'll have to tweet it out.
Okay, I will do that. So there is also a logo contest that I'm holding, and I need a logo for shirts, coffee mugs, that kind of a thing. The contest ends on 5/1. So if there is a way that, I guess, okay, I thought we could tweet or put these in the chat room. But anyway, I just want to remind you, go to the site, look up logo, and then you'll go to that post about that. The Once Upon a Time soundtrack release date has been announced.
Yes.
That's May 1st.
Woo-hoo.
It's coming up fast.
Yeah, it is.
So it's a full list of all the different tracks up to now and Mark Isham's fantastic music. So that's going to be coming up pretty quick. So yeah, tomorrow night, because we've seen a few promos that have scenes from a lot of the different episodes,
mm-hmm,
but tomorrow's going to be mostly about Rumpelstiltskin.
Yes.
Kind of more of his...
Are we moving it? Wait, before we move into this, we have one more thing. So I want to make sure we get through that section of the podcast. So for those of you who follow on Twitter and are active on Twitter, Holly Mom is one of our listeners, and she has a charitable organization she's working with to provide summer clothing for the homeless. So t-shirts, flip-flops, that sort of thing. And what we'd like to do is we'd like to encourage people to help donate with those items. Now, here's the thing. We're going to give you a little incentive to do so. Thanks to Slay Cat Art, who is also another one of our listeners, she created some small trading card-sized cards of Grumpy. And a little birdie who we know managed to get those little cards to Lee Ehrenberg, who signed them. So what we want to do is we want to have everybody donate, and we'll put the details up on the website. We want to have everybody do this, and we only have four of them. So what we'll have to do is a random drawing, but we need to have proof that you guys sent the clothing, and I'll give, the address on the website where you send the information. Once we get it, we'll put your name in a drawing, and we're going to have a random number generator, and it'll pick four people, and those folks will get your addresses, and we'll send you those cards. Now, we want to try and get this done sooner rather than later, but we want to give you guys a few weeks to maybe do this. So we'll put the details of the contest, or I don't want to call it contest, but it is kind of a contest, mm-hmm. is we want to get you guys to donate as much as you can. It's summer months, people forget about the homeless needing, summer weight clothing. So anywho, that's what we're going to do. So we'll put the details up, give it a few weeks, and then we'll announce our winners when we have them.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
Clothing and, like I said, clothing, flip-flops, rain, the rain ponchos, you can get them like at the dollar store, that sort of stuff. So that's what we want to do. And I've seen them. I've got them in my possession. They're pretty darn cool. So.
So the question came up, just clothes, and Holly Mom yes. answered, or money. So
okay. All right. Now, what you need to do when you send this information, when you send whatever you're sending, if it's clothing, donate, or money or whatever, we need you to make sure that you put Kim, her name is Kimberly Bader, Holly Mom. If you put either of those names, that'd be fine. And then also your name, so we know who it is. And when we get information from Kim that you have donated, like I said, we'll put everybody on a spreadsheet. We'll have a random number assigned to everybody, and we'll have a random number generator. So it'll all be very even. And if there are folks who are not listening right now that you know of, and you talk to them on Twitter, make sure they hear about it so they have an opportunity to do it. Okay?
Yep.
All right.
We always want to show our heart here. That's
yes.
important.
Yes.
So we think charitable things and things like this are very important to me, and I know to all of us. So that's yep. really, that's important. So
yes.
just wanted to say that. Cool. I think I caught it all. I actually took notes this time, so I have some notes.
Good.
So I'm okay. a little more on top of things.
So yeah. Yeah. So that was our big announcement. Okay.
Okay. So tomorrow, again, we're going to get more into Rumpel's backstory. But I did want to kind of look ahead to next week's episode, the week after, The Stranger. And I wanted to play you a message from one of the cast who is going to be in The Stranger.
Okay.
So here we go.
Hi there. This is Tony Amendola, and I play Geppetto and Marco on Once Upon a Time. And I wanted to thank Jeff and all the fans for doing this podcast and for supporting the show so much. I have to tell you, the show is very special to me, and the last four episodes of season one will be quite a roller coaster. A lot of questions will be answered, and it's just been just a terrific experience. My character is explored in episode 20 called The Stranger. So I encourage you all to continue watching the show, and thank you all very much for your support, and I hope to meet you sometime. Take care. Bye.
Thank you so much, Tony, for that.
That was awesome.
That was really, really great.
That was unbelievably awesome. We love that the cast is so supportive, and we love that they've been so generous and gracious to us and our podcast for, letting us hear from them. We just love it. So thank you, Tony, very, very much.
Yes. But again, it's one of those stories and one of those episodes that we've been really waiting for, because we did see... Geppetto and Pinocchio before around the War Council table, and Jacob was there sitting down on the floor, holding the wooden whale.
Yeah.
And looks like he had a rock, maybe kind of smoothing out a side or something like that. And you just kind of wondered what's their story? Yeah. What's the rest of the story? And then we see Tony as Marco.
Right.
A couple of times in Storybrooke.
Yeah.
But strangely, we have not seen what we would see as Jacob, as Pinocchio on the other in Storybrooke. Yeah. So the question
in the chat room right now is, does Tony have a Twitter account? And I don't know if Jacob knows whether he has one or not.
Okay.
And I don't know that Tony has one.
Jacob does have
a I know Twitter Jacob account. Has yeah. a Twitter account, but Got does it. Tony have one that we can all say thank you to Tony for leaving us the voicemail? Or if Jacob knows how to get a hold of him, maybe we can ask Jacob real nicely to say thank you for us.
Yeah, it gets tough. I know that there are some Twitter accounts that actually aren't verified.
Right.
And I think I may have, I thought that I was following Tony, but I can't get to it right now. So.
Okay, well, I'll see if I can dig it up while we're doing this.
Okay, all right. So that was fantastic. But again, it's one of those stories that you wonder kind of more about. So I'm going to play another voicemail. All right, here we go.
Hello, my name is Jacob Davies, and I played Pinocchio Once Upon a Time. I would thank everyone for watching the show. I'm back soon, and I really hope you like it. Thank you.
Thanks, Jacob.
Thanks, Jacob.
Now, That's awesome. Was Jacob's voicemail, so yeah. I want to thank him for that so much, and obviously joining us in the chat room. This is really special.
It is. It's fantastic. And how adorable is he?
Absolutely.
We just love him. We think he's adorable.
Yes. So it's really incredible that as we get farther into the season, that these little surprises kind of come up. And it's really special that we can kind of share that with all of you. And so be sure to thank Jacob because he's busy. The actors are very busy.
They are indeed.
So we really appreciate them taking the time to call in and join us here and even listening. So it's really cool. So thank you so much. All right. I'm going to play another voicemail.
Okay.
Here we go.
Hi, this is Brian from South Carolina again. Hi to everyone. I was just thinking, too, about Rumpelstiltskin. He did seem to get a potion together. He got the one thing from Snow White, and he got the other thing from the prince. And he put this little potion on the shelf that it's supposed to be like love in a bottle. Can you bottle up love? Will it die out just because it's in the bottle? Why does he need it? He has someone who would love him if he could get together with her. And I'm thinking if he were to use a potion on Belle, that wouldn't go over real well. I'm thinking, you know, who wants to be tricked into loving someone? So just going to be interesting to see how that happens. He was saying that love is this most powerful thing in the universe. Is it that he wants it for the power of it or for the ability of love to break the curse? I don't know. You know, he obviously had it before the curse, but if he was even aware that it was a possibility that something like that, this could happen, he might have wanted to store something in a way in the event that this devastating spell did roll across the Storybrooke Kingdoms, not Storybrooke. Anyhow, keep up the great podcasts. I'm enjoying listening to them. Bye for now.
Thank you so
Thanks,
much.
Brian.
Now, let's talk about that bottle of the potion, the love potion.
Love in a bottle.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. So I think that we're going to see a little glimpse of that tomorrow.
I think we will too.
I think that Rumpelstiltskin obviously feels just heartbroken.
Sure.
That he took the power, and by taking that power, he lost everything else, obviously.
You're talking about the Zoso power.
Right.
He took the
correct.
Dark One's power. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Right. Right.
And I believe that as he started to put all the pieces together, he said, okay, the only way is if we have someone to challenge the evil queen and undo this dark curse.
Right.
Perhaps he knew that that was the path.
Right. Right.
That Queen Regina was taking.
Right.
And so that was important to him to get that love potion. And maybe that's going to be used. Maybe that is what is given to Prince Charming right before he goes to kiss Snow White. I don't know.
Okay, so we've speculated on this before a little bit, and what I think is there's two theories that I've heard. One that's been kind of bandied about is that the potion itself is what actually made the big curse, the big bad evil curse. The other one is it's the one thing that's going to destroy the evil curse because it's the thing that's going to somehow he's going to get it back into Snow and Charming. So then they turn around and have Emma because Emma is the one who can break the curse. So that's kind of where I think we're going with this.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Maybe there's part of him that also is hoping that if he bottles it, he'll have it himself someday. I don't know.
Yep.
We'll see.
Yep. And Larry had sent in an email and asked a question. And it's been asked before, but you know, sometimes when you're catching up, things come to you. And it was a question of, why doesn't Henry know who Mr. Gold is in
yes.
the book?
Well, because we don't think he's actually in the book.
Mm-hmm.
We think that he's kind of somehow been taken out of the book.
And the big question is still outstanding, is who actually wrote or put the book together.
Exactly.
So we may or may not see that tomorrow.
Yeah, we don't know.
So
we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm excited for it. I think it'll be really cool.
Yes, and the another question he had is, do you think Emma is going to what's Emma going to do to break the curse? And you know, there's a lot of theories about that. But
right.
I was talking to somebody, and I said it was interesting that. So let's go back to Hat Trick for a second. So in making the hats, the hatter...
Jefferson.
Jefferson. That's a great name, and it slipped my mind for a second. He couldn't make the hat.
No, he
could
not.
But Emma could.
But Emma could.
So it was interesting to kind of see two people helping each other out.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, Rumpel and Regina kind of help each other out, although I think... Rumpel's helping himself.
I think, again, he's playing her.
Right,
he's playing
right.
her, and he's playing her right in his hands. That's mm-hmm. what I think is going on.
And the interesting thing is he was bringing up the fact of the kiss with Graham and all that. But I do think that in Storybrooke, if everyone kind of stays to themselves, nothing really gets accomplished. But the more
right.
people help each other out...
Mm.
They have certain gifts that maybe can do more powerful things to kind of fix certain
right.
things. Like when Emma helped out Sheriff Graham as a deputy.
Sorry.
That caused that earth to give way and then expose the mine. So I think the more people help each other out, I think it's going to push us closer to undoing the curse. So
yeah, that's possible.
That's what I think. And you know, the open-ended question of what happens after that. And that's a great question. And there's about a gazillion theories about that. Do they go back to Fairy Tale Land? Do they stay there? So that is that. What's up?
Everyone's like, bless you in this chat room. Yeah. Sorry. My sneeze.
All right. So I'm bringing out a fabulous I'm a Freebish email.
Nice.
And there are cheers and applause in the chat room, I'll bet. So here we go.
Yep.
Rants and Just Well Rants by I'm a Freebish. Hey, it's your favorite evil regal, I'm a Freebish, once again bringing you joy and pleasure with one of my emails. Warning, this is mostly rants and what goes through my head when I see episode 2, The Thing You Love Most, might not be as good as my other ones, sorry. I think my thoughts are burned up from school. Damn you, school. Anyway, let's begin. You ready? I hope you are. I think we're all ready. Okay. It begins. A new day has come. Regina, why are you relieving your pain? Or why are you relieving your pain? You already know what happens. Give the book back to Henry so he can conjure up some more theories about you. Oh no, missing pages. Emma's in that tough break. Archie looks like a loony. Poor Archie. What do you mean? He's not a loony.
A loony?
Knock, knock, knock on your door. Who is it? Well, it's your favorite downtown mayor with a basket of apples. Well, thank you. I'll take one. The smile on Regina's face with that basket of apples. I mean, it was just amazing. And then she was, yeah, it was funny. Regina would make an awesome saleswoman. I agree. Although she wasn't talking about the right apple, though.
No, she wasn't.
Just saying. I have no idea what she just said, but all I took in was apples, Honeycrisp, and her apples looked great. See? Great looking apples in that basket.
They were beautiful apples.
All right. Emma looks at Regina like she's a crazy person. Stop. You know what you want. An apple or... You know you want an apple or two. Oh, silly Emma. You don't know Regina likes to threaten people. You must be new. That's true. Regina will come into the diner and just sit down and say, you can't be with somebody. You can't talk to somebody. You need to stay away from somebody. That's her thing. Oh, let's see. Oh, my God. It's back to the birth of the evil regal scene. Heaven's breaking angel scene. Yep. Swag, baby. That's how you do it. She teleports like a boss. What? And hey, look, she brought home a souvenir. Regina, don't you know everyone needs a drink? It's 5 p.m. somewhere. The curse. I love how everyone is so opinionated with this curse. The mayor puts in his 2 cents, and Henry tries to convince her otherwise because he definitely knows what's going to happen. Hair flipped to the Batmobile. I mean, ready my carriage. So what's so forbidden about this fortress? Holy crap, it's Pam. I know. What's so forbidden about this fortress now? Pam looks like she... Okay. Okay, Ima. I gotcha. Where's Eric, Suki, and Beale? I think that's True Blood, people.
I think it is.
Okay.
Suki is definitely a True Blood name.
Yep. Girl talk with a unicorn just chilling there. I do that all the time when I'm talking with my girls. Well, yeah. That happens to all of us. Maleficent rocks my evil regal socks off. Maleficent wants Regina to get a pet. I think she already has one. He's a huntsman. That's true.
That is very true.
Regina's on her... oh, God. You know, I got to tell you. Okay. I got to sidestep around. Does that unicorn have a collar with bedazzled stones? She totally got that at the coach store. Yep.
Are you sure it wasn't Brighton?
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I'm out of my... She had me at bedazzled. I don't know.
Yeah.
Even Maleficent is against the curse. Damn, this thing must really be bad. Retirement town where old people go and die. All right. Maleficent needs to come back now, but I think now where... But I know where she ended up. In the real world, she's chilling with Eric Suki Beale down in Shreveport, Louisiana, and co-owns a bar called Fangtasia. Okay. Pulling the jokes now. She needs to come up and visit Regina in Maine. That's true. That'd be a great crossover. True Blood, Once Upon a Time. All right, then. I knew it. Regina is the leader of the League of Doom. It's not Lex Luthor. But Regina has more hair than Lex. How come she doesn't have the League of Doom in Storybrooke? It can be like her book club or something. That's true. What the heck? A horse's heart? There's so many hearts in this show. Dad's hearts and horse hearts and hearts that glow from the inside.
Yes.
It's a heart. It's a heart in an apple show.
Isn't it the heart of the matter?
Oh. Oh. I think she's been taking that NyQuil over
nope.
there.
Nope.
Okay.
Should
hey, it's Tropical Storm Regina. Yes, they do. I'm okay. All right, then. Look who's got the last laugh now, gnome. See? The gnome. See, Louie's friend, the gnome. But the gnome can't really talk. He can email, but that's a whole other story. I know Maleficent is still mad, but she could have at least RSVP'd with a no to the meeting.
Yeah.
I know Rump couldn't make it because he was stuck in jail. Poor guy. Bet he'd be the life of the meeting. That's true. Rump will always be the life of the meeting. Sydney, you buck kisser. Well, Sydney. You know, he needs a job. Regina needs to get rid of Sydney and hire people from her Eagle Regal fan base. I'm sure we would do a better job. Now that I'm totally sure of. Apple Tree looks fake. How disappointing. Well, it is storybook.
I think the tree was real. Part of it.
But I'm a think it looks fake.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Yum hot cocoa. Emma, be quiet and just take the damn cocoa. I don't care. If it's from an, it's a free drink. See, I don't care. Yeah. Henry, it's a creepy. Your Emma's admirer. Okay. Birth of Operation Cobra. Does this make you Cobra Commander? G.I. Joe is a fairy tale. That's true.
Uh huh.
Hey, that was a perfectly good apple. You suck at ripping pages, Henry. Poor Henry. Be nice to Henry.
Aww.
Oh my God, it's Emma's mommy. We learn Regina is a dictator, except she's hotter than Fidel Castro. I think...
by a long shot.
I think the Cubans wouldn't mind having Regina as their dictator. In fact, I'd move just to look at her. Evil Regal Nation. I can picture the flag now and a picture of Regina. Yep, okay then. All right. I'm... okay. Oh, Archie, you bore me. No.
Okay.
Regina is a complex woman. I feel a spin off Evil Queen Wears Prada. And that would work. That really would work.
Yeah. That would be kind of funny.
Reasons why Regina's still single. Can't date a dead man. Mommy doesn't approve of those she dates. Can't date herself.
Right.
She's content with her pets. Okay. Graham stopped staring at Emma's apples. Evil Queen Wears Prada strikes again. Cue runway music. Emma's a con woman. Henry doesn't believe her. Dear mom, should be nice to your kid. He's the ones who choose which nursing homes you go into. That's true. Mugshot. I want to see Emma's original mugshot from back in the day. I think it was in the paper. Wasn't it?
I don't recall. Might have been.
Maybe they reused the first one.
Because
I remember there was another shot of Emma.
Maybe.
I'm sorry. I'm geeking out again.
Yeah.
Regina has her hand in everything. Sorry. What happened? Hey, it's Henry. Still thinking about... Okay. She's a fan, people. What's that? What's that? Oh, just the sound of your fake apple tree getting hacked up. Regina doesn't run. She speedwalks because she knows she can get another tree like that on eBay later. But she walked pretty fast, though. She did. What just happened? Was that the naughty eye staring or the death staring? I couldn't tell the difference. Damn, Queen Regal throws a killer party. Should have invited Katy Perry and Rebecca Black. Ooh, that's not a good part.
Oh
boy. Poor Rebecca Black. Now Henry's protecting her. Now? Really, now? Did once just cross over with ABC's other show, Revenge? Oh, good point. Huh? Oh my God, it's Cinderella's homies, Jack and Gus. No, my childhood dreams, Regina's one, is Cinderella's mice. That's one sexy mouse. Yeah. Rump has Lady Gaga eyes from Bad Romance. How many deals does Regina have with Rump? And that's actually a great question. Does he keep a book with all the deals he makes? Because I'd forget. You didn't. That's off my boo, you imp. Take a tic tac. That's funny. How far are you willing to go? As far as it takes is the best line in the episode. On a scale of 1 to Adele, how tough was your breakup? Good point. Oh, Granny, everyone knows you meant get out of my inn, you crazy psycho criminal. You're so delightful. That's true. Well, she fell back on the old rule in the rule books. There's no felons here. Regina's poop shot. I mean, oh, look at those apples. What a mess. Oh, Graham, didn't see you there. Hey, girl. Regina versus Emma. Ding, ding. I want some WWF SmackDown freaking mud wrestling in bikinis. Well, there's a hiatus coming up. How the heck does Regina have Emma's cell phone number? Emma and Regina meet in her office. Sniff, sniff. I smell the setup. Regina, how basic instinct of you. Game, set, match. Emma's move. Don't piss off Regina because she's running out of places to bury her hearts. Damn, how many mirrors does that woman have? I wonder if she has one or... it couldn't. Okay. We're moving on. Power is seductive. Now we all know what happened to Cora. She's just wants to be happy. Hey, if ripping out someone's heart makes you happy. Don't cry, boo. Smile is to scare people. She ate my heart. Mommy daughter moment. Cocoa and cookies. Why the heck is Henry caressing Archie's cane? That's a good question. I don't know. Emma's attitude. You go, girl. Emma's gone crazy now. Why is she talking to Henry like he's 2 years old? Mommy and son hug. I figured out Emma. She's happy because she can spend time with Henry and then give him back. You're a clever one, Miss Swan. Regina looks hot. Wait, where is the League of Doom? The recipe to creating a hurricane is following. A lock of hair from those with the darkest soul and the heart of what you love must now remember. Horses' heart don't count for the tropical storms. Good point. Regina is still picking up her apples. Well, there's a lot of apples. It's Big Pimpin' Baby. It's Big Pimpin' Baby. Spended G's. You know who it is. You know. Sorry, Robert. I'm just reading an email. You know what the deal, Mr. P. Love how they both played stupid. Like, you know what? While the other says, I don't know what you're talking about. Please. Hey, that was a perfectly good apple. And in conclusion, there was a lot of apples in this episode. Well, that's all, folks. I might do another. This wasn't as good as my others. I blame school. That was a great email.
That was very, very funny.
Don't be so hard on yourself. And I had to change a few things.
Yeah, we had to make it a little more just family little friendly bit. Tonight.
Just a little bit. Okay, so let's play another voicemail. And the voicemail is here. Here we go.
Hey, guys. It's Jonathan from Birmingham, Alabama. I'm catching up on all your podcasts. I have about 15 of them I'm trying to catch up on. I'm on the episode where you guys are talking about how Grimm got picked up for a second season, but Once Upon a Time hasn't yet, as of your recording. Just wanted to say that when both shows came out at the same time, I was really interested in watching both of them because they both have different takes on the fairy tales I grew up on. One, the Disney version, the other, the actual Grimm version. But to me, I can't get into Grimm anymore because it's more like a police drama with a little bit of supernatural mixed in, to where Once Upon a Time is, you know, fairy tale wise. drama and all that. And I like it a lot better. So I can't see why Grimm has a second season once upon a time. Just want to say that. Keep up great work. I'll see you guys later. Bye.
Thanks so much for calling. That's a very good question, and I don't have a great answer for you.
Right.
So I don't know. They announced Grimm and that's all.
Well, okay, but wait, they announced Grimm, which is on NBC.
Right. Correct.
Once Upon a Time is on ABC. Mm-hmm. They're not the same network, and therefore they're not going to have the same announcements of renewing. They're not the same production company or anything. That's why we haven't heard about Once Upon a Time officially, because NBC announced theirs a long time ago. Once just has not made the official announcement yet.
Mm-hmm.
So
that is correct. So Dave from Michigan sent in an email and was asking about if they do the Mulan fairy tale, fitting that in.
Yeah.
Do you think that they would get the original voice of Mulan? And this type of question's come up before.
Right.
And we're so used to the Disney versions of a lot of these.
Right, right.
That, you know, the first question is, well, it'd be easy to get the voice of from the animated feature.
Yes.
But I have not seen them do that once.
No. And the voice of Mulan, Ming-Na Wen, she's actually on Twitter. She's really, really very cool. I'm sure she would love to do it. She's been asked about, you know, playing Mulan and stuff, and she really enjoyed doing it. So I'm pretty sure that if they asked her to do that, she would do it. But she, I don't know if they've thought that far ahead, if they've planned for it or not. I think it'd be really cool.
The rest of his email was I think he meant when ABC renews Once Upon a Time, we would want 24 episodes or 16 to 18, so that, you know, as he was talking about with no breaks and that kind of a thing. So, because when you have more episodes, you might have the possibility of a lot of breaks in between.
Right.
So, what do you think? Would you want to wait longer and have a straight run through? Now, keep in mind, you're going to have award shows.
Right.
You're going to have certain...
We're going to run into the same thing again. So, let's just say for the sake of saying, because again, we cannot officially say anything because we do not know. But the bottom line is, let's just pretend that they're going to start filming again this summer sometime. If they do that, editing and stuff takes usually a few weeks, depending on what they're actually editing. It could take longer. And they usually like to get a few episodes in the can, so to speak, before they actually air them, because it gives them time to edit stuff that they need to and change direction if they need to. So I'm going to guess that, yeah, that would mean that if ABC does renew once for season 2, they start filming this summer, we're probably going to start seeing them back on the air in September, October, like we did last year, and we'll run into the same exact thing we ran into at the beginning of this year with all the award season and the things like the Grammys and the Emmys and the Country Music Awards, the Super Bowl, all kinds of stuff. So, anyway.
Cool. All right. And the question came up, what are you guys going to do during the summer? What about a rewatch and that kind of a thing? And we have an idea, but I don't really want to talk about it yet. So,
okay.
I think we're definitely going to have something that we're going to be doing during the summer.
Right.
That's going to be different. I don't believe it's been done in this arena before. So it's going to be very interesting, and we will be jumping into that. So we thought we may have some time to do it, but time just got away in this little mini hiatus.
Yes,
so.
Yes. That is one of the things we want to do. Now, are we going to at least talk about, you know, live show or something? That's not what you're talking about.
No. It's not really about the shows themselves and scheduling.
No. We're still going to do the live show. Partially part of the summer.
Correct.
Yeah, it won't be We'll have probably some breaks here and there, but right. we will still do. We're not canceling live show.
No,
just so everybody knows, we're not canceling live show.
What I was talking about was something also along with the show.
In addition to the live show, we'll have some other stuff going on, but we won't talk about that. But the live show we'll kind of keep doing. So,
yep, that is true. So there's an email from Lori, and there was a discussion about the long hair and the length of hair.
Okay.
And she had a thought that that Emma's hair was shorter. And let's see here. Let me just read it. Just listened to the podcast from the last live episode. The idea of Emma being Rapunzel was discussed. I don't think she can be Rapunzel, as Rapunzel lived in Fairytale Land and would have been older. And you're absolutely right. I was off the... I was wrong. Since Emma left as a baby, as a curse was coming, she could not have been Rapunzel. You're absolutely right. Plus, Adam and Eddie did also say that.
Yeah, they said that she's not. I'm gonna actually go back to. I think that it is possible, because even though she, you know, left Storybrook, that's not to say she wouldn't have been Rapunzel when she grew up. I'm not saying she is.
Right.
I'm just saying it is feasible. Although Adam and Eddie have said no, she's just her own separate character. She's a new character. Okay, great. Then we'll go with that.
Yes. And so we are going to be coming out with a blog post about hair length in Storybrook and in Fairytale Land. So that's going to be cool. Thank you much, Lori.
Yes.
And the next email is Larry was thinking about the whole happy endings plot. And in the pilot at the wedding, the evil queen says she's going to take away everyone's happy endings. And this sort of line is repeated in other places. But let's think about it a second. Who besides Snow and Charming had a happy ending? Not Hansel and Gretel. Not Cinderella. Prince Thomas disappears.
Mm-hmm.
Not Rumpel. Not the Evil Queen with Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
Not even Astrid and Grumpy. I think there are happy endings. I think that happy endings in Fairytale Land are overrated. From the promo after last week's rerun, it looks like Emma wakes up as Jefferson, who also did not have a happy ending, suggested, but who'd want to return to Fairytale Land? Maybe Emma's job is to find happy endings for them in Storybrooke. She already did for Hansel and Gretel. And that's true. And I think we've touched on that, is bringing people together is kind of giving these happy endings. But the more we see about the... Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, Cinderella... The happy ending, but Cinderella's happy ending was before the curse was enacted. The fact that she didn't have one, that Thomas disappeared, he disappeared before the curse was enacted. Okay. I don't think we've ever talked about that.
Okay, well, let's talk about it.
I mean, so Thomas disappeared before the curse was enacted.
Right.
Sean was in Storybrooke.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up together in Storybrooke.
Right.
So that's kind of interesting, don't you think?
Yep. So, and we've had some other insect to people and animal to people kind of situations.
Right.
So if in fact, and this has been discussed, the frog prince, you know, possibly that could be
the tie-in as well. Yeah, that could very well be. So, yeah, we'll see. But I just thought that was interesting when the comment was, you know, that Cinderella didn't have a happy ending. Right, but her happy ending didn't happen. And that was before the curse even was enacted. So, interesting.
Mm-hmm. So, there was an email from Kay. It says, for you Losties, think back. What was the first thing we saw in Lost? Jack's eye opening. And what was the last thing we saw? Jack's eye closing. What was the first thing we saw in Once? You see where I'm going with this? What if the series were to end with Snow surrounded by our beloved Team 7 and Charming only to say goodbye for real? I hate when my imagination takes me to scary places.
That's, oh, yeah, that's that would be very sad.
So,
Oh, I don't want to think about that.
I think if we started at the end, that I think it's opening up a lot of doors to a change.
Yeah.
The opportunity to do something different instead of ending up there.
Yeah.
And that's very, you know, again, that's very Lost-like. And you have another shot. You have another chance to do something better, different.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
That's totally awesome.
So we're going to do something different this time because we are on Magic 24/7 Radio. We're going to end our first hour now. And if you stick around, we're going to do an after show.
Yep.
And you do not want to miss the after show.
Nope.
Telling you.
Nope. Stick around.
Do not miss it.
Seriously.
So we're going to end this now. I want to thank everybody for showing up, chat room, chatting, listening, and all this. Big love to everybody. And we're going to end the show now.
And then start the after party in a moment. So hang on tight. Hold on. Don't go anywhere.
Yep.
Do not go anywhere.
So thanks for listening. Take care. Bye-bye. Hey, everyone. Thank you for joining us for the Feedback and More episode 19. You can get to the after show by going to this URL. It's the numbers 19 and the letter B. onceuponatimepodcast.com. And you can listen to the rest of the show that we recorded live that night. And there are some more voicemails that you do not want to miss. So that URL again is the number 19, the letter B, onceuponatimepodcast.com. Thanks. See you next time. Bye.